Chapter 4. Over the Hurt.
York, Yancey, Yasmin, get yourselves up right now and get in here,
my uncle hollered out just as we were going to bed. The three of us flew to the front of our apartment. He sounded very aggravated. His voice was so authoritative. We hadn't heard an adult male's voice in our house in so long that it commanded all of our attention, and instantly we were there. Grudgingly, York said,
"What? I'm tired."
"Yeah, Unc. Couldn't this have waited until tomorrow?"
Yancey asked. Our uncle didn't respond to the whining. I knew whatever had him mad, I didn't do it. He motioned for us to follow him to the kitchen. Then he flipped on the light in the kitchen, and I lost it. In the midst of our surprise reaction, Uncle John asked,
"Why are y'all so nasty? Roaches are everywhere."
The little bugs started moving fast when the light came on. They were everywhere in varying sizes and colors. It was absolutely disgusting. For real, we weren't nearly that dirty.
"Oh, they're on the countertops," I said.
When York moved the bread, even more came crawling out. I couldn't hold back the uneasiness I felt. I started scratching everywhere.
"I see why you called us," Yancey said. "But we didn't do this." "Listen, guys, roaches just don't show up. There's something about your habits, something about the way y'all are living that's making them come out like this."
"All our stuff from the refrigerator is closed up. Ma's been on us about that,"
Yancey said, as I nodded in agreement. Then we heard noise coming from next door. It wasn't on Myrick's side. The problem existed on the side closest to our kitchen. Miss Sandra was shouting,
"It might not even be y'all at all," Uncle John said. "This may be coming from someone else's mess. Your mom told me about that lady next door and how she can't take care of her children. Maybe she can't clean up either,"
Uncle John said.
"Let's go over there."